Rashi and the Pasuk in Vayigash, when Yosef speaks to his brothers, Ki piha medabe aleichem, Rashi says, Ki piha medabe aleichem beloshen HaKodesh, that Yosef at that point spoke to them in Loshen Kodesh. Till then he was just, he seemed as an Egyptian viceroy, always speaking in Egyptian. And the Ramban comments, but Loshen HaKodesh, Das and Reforshen, Futagun Unkos, Vitochen Shinem Alehem Kach, La Amaslo Lupius, Ki Enene Raya, Shidabe Adam Achabe Mitzrayim, Beloshen HaKodesh, Ki Aldaiti Husfas Knan. The Ramban says initially that the language of Loshen HaKodesh was the language of Eretz Canaan, and was universally spoken in Canaan. For Rabin b'Mitzrayim Yodin also ki Korovu, and many of the Egyptians knew Loshen HaKodesh, Hebrew as well, because they traded with Canaan, and they knew them. V'av ki hamoshel shederach hamalochim v'moshlem l'dat ha'lashonos, and certainly the leader or the king and the viceroy, he would also know Loshen HaKodesh, because they would speak to others in different countries. So the Ramban is of the opinion that the Egyptians did speak Hebrew or were familiar with it, at least the upper class, at least the regent, the leader. And the Ramban also says, he says, Amar Bavram, speaking to the Ibn Ezra, Im himila mitzis lo yadana pibusha, vimitu gemis lo yadana shem Yosef. This is referring to that Yosef was given the name Tzoftas Paneach. What is that language? Valdas ham vishonim she'omim hamafaneach nelamim, that it means that he can unravel the inscrutable, that which is unknown. Yitochen shekavalo shem nechba b'loshen atzo, that he gave, that this was not an Egyptian name, it's a Hebrew name, but to give honor to Yosef, he gave it to him in his native language, from his native country. Kisho lo oshahoyah hamelech yodeas fas eretz kanan hakvova elav, ve'enenu tzfuna migala v'chein bito kov Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu midloshen amo min hamayim mishisihu. So he says that Tzoftnas Paneach, Paro gave him that name. Apparently Paro was familiar with Hebrew, and Tzoftnas Paneach has a Hebrew root that he interpreted, namely mefaneach nelomin. And similarly, Ramban proves that Bas Paro gave Moshe the name Moshe, which is Minamayim Mishisihu, which is Hebrew in its root. So according to the Ramban, that Paro and others in Egypt spoke in Hebrew, Loshen HaKodesh, because that was the language of Eretz Canaan. So how is it that the brothers weren't concerned to speak in front of Yosef to themselves in Loshen HaKodesh, right? V'hem lo yodu ki shomei Yosef kiamelitz bein osam. They never suspected that Yosef spoke Hebrew because they're always speaking through the interpreter. So only it seems that only the Melitz, the interpreter, who explained everything to Yosef, and Yosef responded, of course, through the interpreter as well. And that's why they assume that Yosef didn't know Loshen HaKodesh. But nonetheless, there were other people in Egypt who spoke Loshen HaKodesh. And indeed, according to Israel, say the Ramban thinks that the word Tzoftas Paneach is a Hebrew word. So, if that's so, how is it the brothers weren't sensitive to this and they were speaking amongst themselves in Lashon Kodesh, which could others could understand. And maybe it's possible that maybe softness paneach is somehow has this similar root in Egyptian as well as in Hebrew. And so maybe they thought that was given to them as an Egyptian word. Historians say that softness paneach is Egyptian, and in Egyptian it means the minister of agriculture. And just in terms of what the Ramban says, that Paro possibly understood Svas Eretz Kanaan, understood Hebrew, the Gemara in Sota and Daf Lamed Zayin seems to say that Paro did not know Lashon HaKodesh, which is support to Rashi's position that only the family of Yaakov, of Mishmet Yisrael, spoke in Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore, when Yosef revealed himself and spoke B'Lashon HaKodesh, that was proof that he was indeed Yosef.